Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
That pussy belonged to Tommy now.
It was recorded. I want to let you know that. Good to go?
Welcome to episode 39 of The Bracket. Today, we have the Out and About Boys on with us to help.
Hey, girl.
The greatest compliments to receive. And they submitted some really, really good ones. This is going to be a real interesting time, I think. But how are you guys doing? How are the Out and About Boys doing?
Oh, we're horned up and ready.
Oh, this is a very horny one, too.
I just did a blowout and a full long layered haircut. And
I just did a line of blow.
I was going to say, there's three different like implications to blowout.
And Pat, like off the record, you do coke every single day.
Yeah.
Well, usually before we record, that's why the energy is so high and the pace is so fast.
Yeah.
But I tampered it back to a little bit of fentanyl before I came in. So if I nod off, just go ahead and ignore that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Very neat.
Okay, so
fentanyl's actually today's sponsor of the episode, so that was a good natural segue.
That's why the screens are jet black.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Last thing you see before you...
Yeah, our sponsor for today's episode is actually Game Time. Shout out to Game Time.
Yeah.
That's what people say before they take fentanyl.
Yeah, shout out.
But
it's Game Time.
It's Game Time.
Let's hear it.
Jay's squirming over there.
Game Time is exciting. I'm using Game Time this Saturday.
Oh, perfect. Where are you going?
Not this Saturday, Thursday. I'm going to see Lady Gaga.
There's a great ad for it. We're going to cut in a separate ad, but that was a perfect
ad. Yeah, I got Game Time. I got sick tickets.
Wait, there's a Lady Gaga concert this weekend?
Curbside. Lady Gaga tickets, very like right near the stage. Two seats, second row, and I got them last minute.
Oh.
Game Time.
There's also a Tegan and Sarah concert this weekend. Do you think there's going to be a gay and lesbian bash? Like, are they going to
probably
like a
mosh pit
street
Tegan
fight?
And Sarah. Yeah.
Oh, like a choreographed street fight.
Yeah.
Sure, there will be.
But
Game Time's great.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll hear from Game Time right now. Let's talk about Game Time, the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time is a ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. And they guarantee the lowest price. They crack the code on how to score these last-minute tickets, and it is incredible. You heard Joey talking about it a second ago. We talk about it all the time on regular LCB ones. They're an awesome resource. You can find MLB tickets for under $15 all in on Game Time. Yankees tickets as low as $14, Red Sox $14, Mets $13, Braves $14, Cubs $12. Name your team. Game Time has the hookup on deals for you to get in the ballpark. Again, I used it to get to a Yankee game. I used it also to get to a concert. So much fun. So, so easy. And the best part is you can get $20 off your first purchase. Download the Game Time app. Go to the account tab to create a login and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed. Thank you to Game Time.
Thanks,
let's get into our eastern half of the bracket. First one we have is the number 12 seed versus the number 5 seed. The number 5 seed, Tommy's favorite. Everyone knows it. You're fuckable.
Wow, that's a nice
being told
compliment.
That you're a fuckable human being is a great compliment.
I wouldn't know, but I would imagine that it feels amazing to hear that.
Rudy called Tommy unfuckable, which is the meanest thing you could
only
say.
Only because I was wearing an unflattering Kangol.
Did you guys see the photo of Rudy that was circulating around the internet?
His cock?
It's going to be a gay porn.
Yeah, I have it.
Well, I didn't even know if we were going to show it. I almost submitted it to HR. If you want to pull it up, Joey.
Rudy's cock?
It has to do with the word. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because it has to do with the word fuckable.
Okay.
It was really crazy, and it was racy, and I actually didn't know that Rudy swung this way, believe it or not.
This is going to be gay porno?
Well, one of us, he actually posted it, but he posted the edited version. I have the unedited version.
Now, who's in where in that?
Yeah, well, he's taking my cock in his asshole.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you and Pat were both behind him.
Is there any confusion?
I can't see it.
And I'm videoing that bussy for my OnlyFans.
Anyway, going up against your fuckable human being is the number 12 seed, which is on a couple lists. You're talented. Being told you're a talented individual, which is, it's like gratifying. I feel like if you are told it and it implies that people didn't think you were talented, then it's mean.
They're always surprised when they
say that. Yeah, they're like, oh,
overused.
You're
way overused.
That's what Dave says about you if he knows nothing about you. He's talented.
Wild weird talent. Brain talented.
We'll start with you, Tommy. You're talented versus you're fuckable.
Ooh.
Better compliment to receive.
I mean, the only reason you want to be called talented is that it means people might fuck you. Like, that's really what this all these compliments come down to, what is going to get you the most pussy or cock. I think for me, this one hits home. It's personal, being called unfuckable so many times. If one day I could hear that I'm fuckable, it would mean the world to me. So I'm going to go fuckable.
One for fuckable. Owen?
Fuckable. Yeah, I'll pass that as well.
Out. Nick?
Fuckable just means you have a penis that can get hard.
Well, like, the technically, yes, but...
Right? Like, as long as that's out there, there's somebody that'll throw their pussy on it, right? Or butthole.
Not if you're wearing a hat.
If you're getting the compliment, I feel like it's implied that you're fuckable... I don't know. In the current.
Or if I just saw your dick, I was like, yeah, you're fuckable. You have a dick. You have a working dick.
Fair.
You're talented. There's a ton of untalented people in the world.
Speaking of one.
Even here.
Yeah.
In this very room.
This very room.
You know, but I'm going, you're talented.
Talented. KB.
I don't think either of these are compliments.
I like this game. Sorry, I'm new here.
Fuckable is not a compliment.
You think it's a technical term, like Nick is thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be fucked.
It's more of a compliment than
you have to think of it in context.
In my head, I was just fucking the girl who said it to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I picked it.
You're so fuckable.
But if, like,
fucking no kidding.
If like a girl, would you rather a girl come up to a bar and be like, oh, KB, you're so talented, or, oh, KB, you are so fuckable?
She said it like that, but if you're fuckable, that doesn't mean they want to fuck.
Before you fuck, it's a compliment. After you fuck, and all she says is that you're fuckable, that's an insult.
Yeah. Then you want to hear your talent.
Then you want to hear your talent. Yeah. So it's pre or post coitus.
Right. That's what it all comes down to, as most things.
Do. You're going with talented?
Talented, yeah.
And mid-coitus, you want to hear, you're an old soul.
Yeah.
We got talented. We're tied up 2-2 right now, Che.
Fuck like an old soul.
I agree. Like, building upon Nick and KB's point, like, I think almost being told you're fuckable is like kind of an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever heard
the bottom...
this? Does anyone say this?
No, I've only heard the opposite.
Yeah, it's the
opposite's the worst. Yeah. But like,
second prize.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... better, like, it's not like I want to fuck you, it's like
you can be fucked.
Yeah.
Maybe I want like calling somebody fuckable, like somebody who would earnestly use the term fuckable has never had sex before.
That's true.
It's like a virgin, like, look how fuckable that
virgin
is.
So breedable.
Yeah.
Breedable.
Oh, she's got the most
submissive and breedable.
Yes, that's a great compliment.
Yeah.
Pat,
both of them are condescending and I hate both of them, but if I had to choose, talented. Definitely, because fuckable is like, no one says that. You're talented can be earnest. You're fuckable is almost like pity.
Gotcha.
Now, Joey actually leaned over during the broadcast and had me rank
one to nine
who in the room I would fuck first to last.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to take it away?
Who do you want to chose mine?
Yeah.
KB.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that's everybody's.
Yeah, Tommy.
Stop there.
Number two?
Tommy?
I was shocked. Number
Let's
two
go. Owen, Ken Jack. Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve.
Well, that's just because he's part of the no.
So I'm not even on the list. Yeah. Am I dead last?
No, you weren't dead last.
You didn't say my name.
I said you're third.
You're unranked.
You said Tommy.
No, you said Tommy second. You're third.
Oh, Nick.
Owen fourth.
Your lips.
Ken Jack, and then you
never said my name.
Ken Jack.
You're number three. Yeah.
That's huge.
Still don't like it.
I actually
do you remember we talked to a Big T that one time? He said if you had to fuck anyone on this pod, because he's the most anti-gay person at Barstool, obviously, and he immediately said Nick.
Immediately
like,
did.
Like,
he?
Oh yeah, Nick. He'd add levity to the situation. How often does a guy make jokes with you while you're fucking them?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
What would you pick?
You would have to be. Nass tries to use his stand-up one-liners on me while I'm fucking him. Tries a new material
like, no,
out on
stop.
Me.
Oh, this joke sucks, Nass.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna pick talented only because I feel that if someone called me fuckable, it's so much responsibility on my part. Like, they're expecting me to really fucking slam it to them in the can, and I don't want to do any extracurriculars like that.
What if you could fuck a bull? Who would it be?
Who?
Ball? A bull?
Lonzo Ball.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck a ball.
Oh, fuck a ball.
Fuck a bull.
Fuck a bull.
Oh, I guess Mello. Fuck a ball.
It's a bull.
Like, oh, like a
B-U-L-L.
Bull. Like B-U-L-L Chicago Bull, you're saying. Like someone on the Chicago Bull.
No, I would Zach suck Levine, off the bull because they have Zach huge Levine. Nuts. They probably have a big load in there.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Bull balls, that they're the size of canteens. You're
supposed to eat them for virility, I think, too.
I think there's a lot of protein.
There's publicity.
That was a great reference point. Oh points at Philly Mason calls them publicity.
You know she has a line with Mason?
Casey's?
It's a line with Kmart. All right, next up we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, this was Nick's suggestion. Dad saying, I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
I doubt any of us really have. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. This, and you guys can take a guess who submitted this one. I couldn't tell you were gay.
That's got KB written all.
That is a what a huge compliment that is.
Yeah.
Joey, you're up first. I couldn't tell you were gay versus I'm proud of you, son.
Which would I rather?
What, yeah.
Would you rather be
better?
Told?
Oh, I'd rather.
Never heard
told.
Either of them.
No, I picked the second one. You couldn't even tell you were gay. It's not. You know, no one wants to be gay.
Preach, 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 preach.
There truly is nothing worse.
If I am going to be gay, I would like my father to, you know, be choking me and tell me, you know, I swallowed a good load and
yeah.
No, 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 no. There's because I'm confused. This isn't your daddy. This is your biological father.
Mm.
I know. Oh.
Maybe it's your dad saying he's proud of you because he couldn't tell you were gay.
Oh,
oh that's yeah. Better.
I'm proud of you. I didn't wow. even know you were gay all these years.
Yeah.
You hit it well.
You have to combine the picks.
You hit it well.
So I'm going to go with the gay one.
The gay one, gosh. Pat.
He hides it.
What is it? Proud of you?
Proud of you. Son.
Son. Boy. Can we sub yes. in boy? I'll choose that. No, I'm proud of you, son, is better than I can. I think in my younger years it would have been gay, mm-hmm. the gay one, but no, proud of no. you.
Wait, you were actually like, you were like, oh, thanks. You couldn't tell I was
gay.
Yeah,
well, people say it now and it's awkward. It's like, what do I say to that? Thanks? Because then it's like, what am I
yeah.
ashamed to be?
No, it's awkward. Even, it's awkward whenever.
It's very
it's always
awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah, I get it from some people around here.
Oh, interesting.
Name names.
Big T.
Big T.
Brandon Walker.
Wait, but you like
anyone
the Celtics,
south of the
Mason-Dixon
you? Line, usually.
Yeah. That's, that would be yeah. such a Big T.
That's
comment.
Illegal there.
Yeah. Jack Mack.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Usual.
Content Kim.
Content Kim.
Jay, I'm proud of you, son, versus I couldn't tell you were gay.
Things aren't adding up. You can dunk. What? You're gay?
Boston, right?
Definitely I'm proud of you, son. I feel like that's a seldom heard compliment
for anyone.
Especially, like, dads are roughly age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good
Steve
point.
Gets misgendered quite often.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, fair.
People can't even tell that Steve's trans.
Well, he's wearing a wig out when he goes out, which is why it happens.
All right, KB.
I actually had someone said that to me once. I couldn't tell you were gay. It was at an Odessa concert. I said, I'm not.
You were at an Odessa concert.
But that's because you had a dick in your mouth. That's
I'm
why like they're
predominantly
saying.
Gay.
Not gay, I'm just sucking your dick.
The proud.
He's being proud. All right, Nick?
Yeah, it's proud. I think my dad's proud of me, but he they don't let it fly very
often.
The
dad says that means you suck as a
yeah,
person.
You,
they have to like,
yeah, that means you're right, coming out of a time period where they weren't proud
for
of you.
Your entire life.
Yeah.
My dad watched 8 years of baseball with my batting average in the thousands, the thousandths decimal
Wasn't your
place.
Dad like a scientist or like an aerospace dynamic person?
Yeah.
So that's good. He's proud of you. That
yeah.
must
yeah.
be a good thing.
Means
he's very
more.
Smart.
It means that's, more if your dad's
did
a
you hear that
dynamic person.
Is that right?
No.
What's he do?
Because his dad.
Is your mother a scientist?
No.
So his dad was.
Puppeteer?
Dynamic.
She's a ventriloquist?
No. Not at all.
Owen.
Proud of you from dad.
Proud of you from dad's gonna move on, but Tommy?
Nothing better than when someone couldn't tell I was gay. So I would have went with that one.
All right, proud of you's gonna move on. Next up is we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed, again, I'll let you guess who submitted this one. Your bussy doesn't smell like fish loaf.
Jesus
Christ. That's a great
Jay.
One. Going up against Jesus Christ, Jay.
Joey.
Oh, okay.
Joey.
What's the second one?
Jay doesn't know what a bussy is.
The next one.
I'll show you, dear.
Is someone saying he's got that dog in him about you.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that because it's so out of the realm of realism.
For any of us, yeah. yes. Yeah. But like, if someone were to say it about you, it'd be incredible. So this time we're going to start with you,
He's got that dog. Easy.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
If someone tweets the meme at you with the dogs in the x-ray
machine. Yes, shit.
Bookmark.
Yeah.
Bookmark that. Come back on a rainy day. It's he's got that dog in him. Easy.
Owen.
Yeah, it's that. I just gave it to myself when I went to Vegas. That felt good.
You did. That was.
I did the meme at myself.
That was incredible. That was incredible. Oh, yeah. But then you had everyone responding with like, yeah, he's got that dog in him because you're crushing people. So
I was like, thanks for saying it, guys.
Dude, if somebody like Will Compton just said that about me, like off the cuff, I wasn't even there. Like somebody sent a clip. Oh, Nick's got that. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
That'd be so cool. Oh. It'll never happen, ever, but it'd be cool.
It would be cool. KB.
Unanimous.
Yeah, it's that.
It's the dog.
It's given from someone you want the approval from.
Yeah, exactly. And that's somebody that can gauge dogness.
Right. It is a tough one. Che?
He's got that dog in him is the new age, I'm proud of you, son, but can be said from way more than father figures.
Okay, so I don't see any correlation.
I guess they're both compliments.
Any compliments, the new compliment.
So would your dad ever say, oh, son, you got that dog in you?
Unless I ate a dog.
Yeah. Oh.
Racist
Shane Gillis over here.
Better than a cat, right?
All right, Pat.
Dog.
Dog in him.
Yep.
Dog in him is going to move on.
That's so good. I love that term.
All right, next.
I had that dog in you when you took Nate.
Yeah,
true. That's a good point. Now we have the number one seed. The number one seed is a pretty easy one. It was kind of a... It actually wasn't that easy. It was kind of hard to split this in the number two. But it's you're funny. Just being told you're a funny person. Like, oh, you're funny by a girl. I think it's... You don't like that?
Weakest.
You think that's a weak compliment?
It's like if you grew up ugly, that's what all the girls wrote in your yearbook.
Yeah.
Whenever they like send these like, oh,
okay, in that context,
yeah, fuck, you're funny. That's such a cop out.
I don't know. Almost all the responses have been on Twitter involved it.
Gooch? Yeah, your yearbook's filled with it, brother.
Have a great summer.
You're funny.
Hags, you're funny.
Hags, you're funny.
Hags, thanks for the laughs. Right.
That's going up against our chain game. Our chain game is a few. You're overrated. Tommy, you submitted that one.
This
is like a micro bracket little thing we're doing. We're going to pick who's going to play as the 16 seed first.
I will die on this hill. I'd rather be told I'm overrated than underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated is a low-key insult. It's like, hey, nobody else really likes you.
But me.
But I do. Overrated at least implies the general public. Like someone commented on a TikTok. Like I did is like, Tommy, you're low key funny, and it got thousands of upvotes. I was like, everybody stop upvoting this. This is not a compliment. Yeah.
Somebody once said I was actually sneaky underrated.
Yeah. This is actually pretty funny. It's like you're an asshole for saying that. So I think overrated is like, oh, all right, everybody for the most part likes you.
The next one is from Nick, I think. Nice throw.
Yes.
Nice throw?
Yeah.
Nice throw.
That's the same as, oh, I didn't know you were gay.
No way, dude. Nice throw. Oh.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is the story you start getting.
I got you, Che. I got you hook, line, and sinker.
Actually, we have some of Chase picks coming up. You always make me come multiple times.
That's from Tommy. Is that from you, Che?
That's from Che.
Do you get that a lot?
That before?
From your what?
I didn't know you were so athletic, which also does kind of come off as an insult in a sense.
Someone said that's Nick, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not athletic, though. Yeah. It's the company I keep. I look it.
Your dick looks huge in those pants. That's another Che one, right?
Yep.
Have you been told that before?
Content Kim told you that.
Did she?
Those gray sweatpants.
It's Che walking around the
Do you have good
sweats.
Dick pants at home? Like, do you have a pair of pants? You're like, oh, this is good.
No, but I remember I was over there doing like Wi-Fi stuff, and you guys were talking about my bulge, which was nice.
We just said your bulge went out further than your ass.
That's fun.
We have in this next grouping of three is from someone in this room. I'm not going to say who it is, but I put them all in the chain game. I find your lack of eye contact sexy. I don't like tall guys anyway.
I wonder who this is.
I did not.
I don't care that you got your ass beat by Tywon Claxton in 2014. You bumped up a weight class, and that was gutsy as hell.
It was a gutsy performance.
Who submitted these?
It was a gutsy performance.
I've actually gotten that one a lot. And it
All right, so we're going to start with you this time, Joey.
Yeah.
Specifically for the chain game, so we have the options of you're overrated, nice throw, you always make me come multiple times, didn't know you're athletic, I find your lack of eye contact sexy, don't like tall guys anyway, and I don't care that you're ass beat by Tywon Claxton in 2014.
I have to go with Tywon Claxton.
Tywon Claxton.
My favorite one.
That's an oxymoron. I lost eight. I did not get my ass beat.
No one said this is about you.
Gutsy 8-2 loss. That's a regular decision, not a major decision.
What's a major decision?
It's when you lose by eight or more. And Only lost by six. So.
Could that be shutouts? Or is it not always to eight?
Shutouts, not shutouts.
Pat?
I second that.
Taiwan Claxton.
Bumped up a weight class.
That's gutsy. It is gutsy.
Yes. Gutsy move.
If you go on the YouTube comments, I think people are calling me gutsy.
Being told that you've made someone come multiple times is the ultimate compliment, I think. Because then it's like, all right, well, I literally have nothing.
I know, but it's weird. Ultimate compliment?
You're talking about your wife.
You're talking about your wife.
Woman wouldn't fake twice in a row, would she?
Could
she woman fake twice in a row?
She's a good actress, she will. If she's got that dog in her, she will.
If you guys could fake coming, if we were able to fake an orgasm without, you know,
I faked it.
How we fake it?
Surprisingly easy.
Yeah.
You need to have phlegm.
No, you need to have phlegm built.
You need to have a condom on.
Ew.
Bit on the back.
If you have a condom on, you can just see.
I'm not going to check the condom.
I got called out on it once. She was like, "Are you lying to me?" I was like, "Yeah."
Dry busted.
Well, I just was taking.
Faked it and got called out?
Yeah. She was like, "No, you didn't."
Oh.
I was like, "Yeah, you're right." just kind of tired. My stomach hurts.
I need my Activia yogurt.
Or your moan.
I don't like moaning at all. Just like, "Oh, yeah, oh, yeah."
Why is it a guy moaning?
It sounds like you like it.
Ew, you're getting meat.
All right, do you talk dirty, Tommy?
No. That's why I don't. That's why I don't like blowjobs. I always say that because I don't know what to say when she's sucking. Go get that soldier.
Don't say that. That's your number one rule.
Slow.
KB, you're up. Between those options.
I'm looking at the match now on YouTube, and the comments are filled with people calling it a gutsy. Is this a joke that someone else? It's truly gutsy performance by the young, flexible Kyle Bauer. What a gutsy performance.
Flexible should be on the bracket.
I heard the Kent State guy was wrestling up a weight class. What a gutsy performance. Gutsy performance by Kyle, truly playing above his class.
Did you ever do this before? Did you say this?
Gutsy performance for Kyle Bauer going up a weight class to fill a spot.
And Jack, did you do this?
No comment.
Gutsy performance for a guy. Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
We're going to have to cut the clip in of him getting his ass beat, by the way, Gooshman. We're definitely not going to get through over that. So, which one are you going to pick? The getting your ass beat by Taiwan Claxton?
Is this the fight where he lifted you off the ground? Like, were you off
multiple
the ground?
Multiple times.
A regular double leg.
I think the word gutsy might be the best compliment in the bracket.
It's just a Mancini. Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to go with gutsy as well. All right, Nick?
It's good throw.
Good throw? I mean, that's what you could say to
Taiwan
Claxton.
It could be somebody that's on your team. It could be somebody you're competing against. It's versatile and it feels good because it's undeniable.
One for good throw. Owen,
I'm gonna go with gutsy.
Your favorite.
Taiwan Claxton, I think he's gonna win, but
yeah, I'll go with that because if someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh, you must think I'm KB, which would be the highest compliment.
Who is this?
Oh, really?
Back to the grid.
It's you.
That, oh shit, I've been told I look like people I don't think I look like all my life, but this guy does kind of look like me.
Who is it?
It's him on Grindr, and he's trying to lie.
this part specifically. That one is definitely.
It's a black man.
The abs specifically do it.
Jay, put your phone away, please.
Okay, so gutsy performance, getting your ass beat by Taiwan Claxton in 2014 is going up against your funny.
Ooh,
Tommy.
I mean, are we doing the bit here, boys, or are we going with...
Your funny is not a good compliment.
That's a great compliment. If it's said sincerely, that's an awesome compliment.
If someone says that, it's a rap, it's over.
What do you mean? You're going to fuck them?
With
if
a girl.
Girl, like, yeah.
But what if a guy says it?
Mine's like,
you're funny.
Fuck.
I would imagine they're not attracted
the compliment.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's over in that sense.
Yes, it's a
rap.
Oh,
I disagree.
No.
It's over. As soon as she says, you're funny...
Girls love funny guys, dude.
No.
No.
But like any rom-com?
They wish they were attracted to funny guys.
I'm going funny.
If Portnoy like quoted one of your videos and said, this is really funny, like you'd be like,
oh, I would be like, thanks, Gaz.
Yeah. All right, so you're going with...
I'm going funny. Once you said the Dave quote tweet, I couldn't get that out of my head.
Yeah.
And for funny...
Yeah, but imagine Dave quote tweeted your sketch and was like, wow, this reminds me of Kyle Bauer's performance in 2014.
Point. Yeah, that'd be way better.
Up a weight class. Yeah.
So one for the weight class. Nick?
Yeah, weight class. Your funny sucks.
Two for the weight class. KB?
Bumping, people don't understand the margin between weight classes and how big of a difference it makes.
Oh, I've been trying
what
to,
did you, what
can't.
Did you? What weight class did you fight?
Up one.
Like, what was the... Like, what? Wrestle.
Squeeze.
Face when he said that. Oh,
the
my
disgust.
God.
It is not a fight. It's an art.
It's a dance.
More of a dance than anything.
Dance. So you're going to go with the weight class, Che?
So what'd you dance at?
Like 130s?
141, and I bumped up to 149. That's 8 pounds.
Damn.
Let's see. It's called a good weekend, you know?
Let's see.
You can poop that out.
Okay. Yeah, the Taiwan Claxton.
Taiwan Claxton, great name. Did he go on to do something?
He's an MMA fighter. Bellator.
Yeah.
Now, like, finance? Retired? I don't know.
Good for him. Pat?
Funny.
Funny. Two for funny. It's going to lose, but Joey?
Taekwon Claxton.
Taekwon Claxton is going to move on to 16 seed, which always goes on. All right, now for the second half of our bracket, we have the number 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed, have you been working out?
Ooh.
Like, you look, or let's switch it to, like, you look like you've been working out. I think, like, that one would work better. And then the number 6 seed being told, like, in it, well, I guess indirectly, he's the best. So, like, me talking to Nick and being like, oh, Tommy, he's the best. Like, or something.
That just made me smile.
All right, Joey, you go first.
Okay, I think, what was the first one again?
It is, have you been working out? Like, you look like you've been working out?
I mean, I want to pick that one because I would love to be told I look like I'm working out. But I'm going to pick the latter because that feels really good. When you hear someone over talking about you, like, if they say it to you, it's not great, but if you hear him talking about you to someone else, that's really satisfying.
Exactly. Important. Yeah, that's a requirement.
I actually think that from a girl, though, was a very friend zone thing. Like, oh, Kyle, he's the best.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I would fuck him, but
I think it's pretty shallow.
Straight guy. I never thought about any of this through the lens of a girl.
No, absolutely not. You're getting a star.
Vice versa.
Wait, but like, I've probably said about all of you guys, oh, yeah, Kendrick, he's the best. Pat, oh, he's the best. I don't mean it.
I've said it about
all of you guys.
Yeah. Why'd you start with me with that example?
You're the best.
Pat.
The best.
The best.
I have been told it looks like you're working out, and it's incredibly uncomfortable. And it's
really
weird at someone commenting on your body. It's like the best is genuine. Look like you're working out. If you're a fat guy, it's like, okay, enough. But if you're an in-shape guy, it's like, I wore this shirt today. People think I'm gloating because my arms are so large.
Mm-hmm.
That's just simply not the case.
So I think it's better if you haven't been working out and you got told that. Yeah. Then it's like, oh, no, I haven't. But like, you're getting the benefits of if you actually weren't. You need to do any of it.
Yeah, I actually just skipped breakfast this morning.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
No.
Okay. I saw your meal. I saw your lunch.
You had a good meal today. It was a bison burger on black beans with sweet potatoes.
It's like chopped up like a slice of brie on top of all those things. It was kind of interesting.
It's called gains, Ken Jack.
Jay.
I don't like the way that the you look like you've been working out is like free. I don't think that's a great compliment because, yeah, just to Pat's point, like, that just makes you feel like you don't look great most of the time. If you, I submit this one, like, you look jacked, that's like, whoa, definitively, like, you look really strong right now. Like, I think that is a way higher compliment. So in this case, I will go, what was the other one that was not this?
He's the best.
He's the best.
3 for he's the best. KB.
He's the best.
Without a doubt. Nick.
He's the best.
It's going to move on, but Owen, Tommy.
Best. You guys are the best.
Guys the best.
That was an easy one. That was almost a sweep, right?
It literally was a sweep. Yeah, complete sweep. Next up, we have the number 3 seed. This one can apply to any of us. Wow, that's a big penis. None of us have heard it, I'm assuming, but it could apply to any of us. And that's going up against 14 seed, being told you have pretty eyes.
Oh.
Owen's heard
you like
it.
That.
Tommy.
maybe
Tommy has a big penis?
I think Owen and Tommy are the biggest in the room.
Thank you.
If I had to pick between them, it would be one of those two, probably.
Yeah, why don't you fellas just drop trowel? We'll settle this right
this once and for all.
This
right
has been
here.
An awesome podcast.
Yeah, I haven't liked this one bit.
Joey wants to fuck me. I have a big penis.
Tommy, you're up first. Wow, that's a big penis? Or
so the thing is, anytime a girl has given me any sort of sexual compliment, I don't believe it. I think, why are you saying that? Like, who paid you to say that? Like, there's no way you believe that. And it just makes me feel self-conscious and that she's being sarcastic or ironic. Pretty eyes. I do have pretty eyes. I don't think I get enough credit for them. So if I got that, I'd be like, oh, finally, somebody's fucking putting some respect on my eyes. So I'll go nice eyes.
One for the eyes, Owen.
I'll do the dick one. How did you phrase it?
Wow, that's a big dick.
Gotcha. I think I submitted neat. That's a big cock.
Yes.
nice cock.
It's a nice,
it's a nice little rewrite, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that one for sure.
Nice cock. Nick?
If a girl ever said that to me, I'd just be like, oh, you've seen other dicks?
Sure.
So it's an instant turn off. If she says that, I think about other dicks that have been in her.
Mm-hmm.
But then what do you say to a girl? You probably talk about her pussy.
I call her gutsy.
That's the biggest. Gutsy as pussy. Yeah. That was a gutsy.
That's a good compliment for a girl.
Yeah, your dick is gutsy. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the gutsy.
Yeah,
he's
in the guts.
Yeah.
Nice eyes is a nice compliment, but you didn't do anything to get them. I guess the same with a big kick, big dick. But,
yeah, it's genetics.
I think it's nice eyes. You could flaunt that more than...
Another for nice eyes. Have you ever seen Nick with his glasses off, either of you two?
Yes. We were in a steam room together.
Can you do the eye noise?
Very blue eyes.
Can you do the eye noise?
No, I can't do it right now.
It's really gross.
Yeah, it is.
KB.
Good.
Hypothetically, the dick would be better.
But you know, way your eyes have ever been complimented.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have to put myself in the position of...
You're very, very dark brown.
One time, one of my slam pieces said, I actually prefer, unprompted, she was like, I actually prefer smaller dicks. And I was like, all right.
Which slam piece? Did I meet her?
Nah. What?
It was content, Kim.
Always.
So which one are you going to pick, KB? Are you going with the big dick?
The dick.
Big dick?
The thing about the nice eyes compliment is you just say that to anyone that doesn't have brown eyes.
Yeah, that's
like,
literally it.
Criteria.
So it means you have brown eyes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if your eyes aren't brown, people are like, oh, nice eyes. That's all it takes. All
right, Shay.
Does anyone have like ugly blues? Like gross?
I can't think of
olives? Yeah.
It's impossible.
Unless you have like jaundice, right? And you're like, your eyes are like yellow.
Like a noodle soup eyes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that... If someone told me I had nice eyes, I was just like, all right, that, I feel like that would be a very, instigate a defense mechanism. Be like, what are you talking about? Like, why? Like, it would be off guard, especially as a guy with glasses. It's like,
Glasses. God.
Yeah.
We knew you were talking.
I was looking at Nick the whole time.
Everybody knew you were referencing glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, like if
I thought it was just, I have eyes. That would.
Yeah. So I don't. I think that would be a very disorienting comment. So, literally,
disorienting.
You get told and you're just like, where am I?
They are dissing you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Disoriental.
He just got it. Holy shit. That's really good.
especially as an Asian person, that's a weird compliment.
There it is.
So. Yep. There it is.
We got there.
Eyes is better because it's genuine. Like when you say that to a degree, when someone says you have a nice dick, you know it's not true. Or a big dick, you just know it's like, okay, you're just horny saying this to try and heat things up even more. Eyes are more genuine, can be taken more seriously.
Joey.
I would love to be said that I have a big dick, but I know it's not true.
Mm.
So what do I say? I know it's just I have a lot more to offer than just my dick. Yeah. You know what I mean? I got the quick wit and charm and talent
and eyes
and I have good eyes too. So I'm going to say I'd love to. What I want? Would rather hear?
Yeah,
we'd rather hear big dick.
Rather hear big dick.
I hear that's everyone says shut your eyes. It's like the one that's like saying a fat girl looks pretty. A girl in a wheelchair going to the prom looks pretty. It's like thank you.
The thing you changed
exactly what it says.
Yeah, that was perfect. Okay. Next, we have the number 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is being asked, and this could be construed differently. Like, this could be fishing, kind of, but being asked, where did you get that about an item of clothing you're wearing? Because it's like, it could be fishing because they want it for themselves, but it also means that they like whatever it is
you're wearing. If they want it for themselves, they have to like it.
Exactly, yeah. So I do think it's a big compliment whenever you're told that. And the number 7 seed is, and this is kind of like a long-winded way of saying it, but after someone not seeing you for a while, they see you and say, holy shit, you look great. But it also could, there's another thing with all these, it feels almost like a backhanded.
Yeah, that's like the have you been working out one.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. But just being told like, oh, you look good. Like, you look like better than the last time I saw you, which is a compliment regardless of the situation.
I think it's almost just as default as saying hello to somebody if you haven't seen them in like 5 years. Mm. Yeah, you look great.
Mm. All right, so.
All right, I don't like people copying me, so I don't want to tell them where I got my thing from. So I would definitely say you look great.
You look great.
That's my thing. Get your own identity, freak.
Pat.
What, it was you look great and what was the other one?
You look great versus where'd you get that?
You look great. Uh-huh. Yeah, even if it's fake, that's better than where'd you get that is weird.
Because it is kind of like where they're fishing. You know what I mean?
Where'd you get that? Compliment the person, not the
what if they're asking you where you got that monkeypox scar?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would say Fire Island.
Fire Island.
Yeah.
Goon pit.
Jay.
I like where'd you get that? I think that's always a compliment because people are genuinely interested, not only to the point of saying something, but to the point of buying something.
Then you don't want to tell them. Yeah. It's like, fuck you, like this.
Yeah, I've never,
I don't
different.
Want to tell them.
I've never had a non-embarrassing answer to that.
No, but if Rudy or Roan or any swaggy Filipino asked me where I got something,
get out of here, dude.
I would be, the biggest compliment.
Yeah, that's
is it also them just saying, I would look better in that than you do?
It would.
It does depend on the race of the person who's asking.
Yeah. Also true.
Rudy, Roan, swaggy Filipino.
Do SPFs exist?
Is Rudy a Filipino?
SPF 50s.
Ooh.
Swaggy Filipino.
They dress like they're from the 50s.
All right, KB.
Oh, indigenous.
Where'd you get that? What's the other one?
Versus You Look Great. Like someone you haven't seen in a while.
It's that, yeah.
It's You Look Great?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 3-1 right now, Nick.
I like Where'd You Get That.
You like
picking something out, and if it's like a riskier piece and you're nervous wearing it, like me and Tommy went shopping.
Tommy. Jewish version of Tommy.
Tommy DJ that I've seen.
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went shopping with him as well.
48th.
And I bought a green shirt, and I've been too embarrassed to wear it. Haven't worn it yet.
You don't think I'd get cool enough for it? Or
no, I look like Shaggy from Scooby Doo. I wear green.
You are wearing, like, arguably, like, the least. I would say risky shirt you could possibly wear, a black, is it Carhartt?
No, this is risky because of this patch.
Mm.
but like if you wear something risky like I am and you get complimented, it makes the purchase worth it. It validates the purchase.
Yeah. All right, Owen? You wear a lot of swaggy clothing.
I liked, I liked
if this was
Nick's
just general
pitch.
Clothing compliment, then I would take that.
I liked Nick's pitch, but yeah. I'll go with You Look Great. Just especially if it's someone you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
Because that's just a little pat on the back for progress.
Exactly. Tommy?
Something we could all strive for.
Yeah, I'll go You Look Great. I remember the end of 10th grade, I was like wearing my glasses, long hair, braces, like super short. Hadn't even come close to hitting puberty. And that summer, like I got contacts, got my braces off, cut my hair, grew a couple inches. And I was expecting to waltz into like 11th grade public school and like the world was going to stop.
Yeah.
When I walked down the hallways like a slow motion. Nobody said anything.
Hey, Tommy.
But I can imagine if people are like, you look great. It would have felt amazing.
They go, thank God.
About time. Okay, so that's going to move on. Next up, we have the number 2 versus the number 15. The number 2 seed is, and you can vary, they make a variation of it in your head, whatever version of it you think is best. Just being told you're hot. Being told you're hot in any way, shape, or form.
Oof.
And that's up against the number 15.
Now I'm thinking, like, you look great, but you're not hot.
Yeah, well, you can look great, but not, you can look like you be an ugly person that's in shape. Like, you got more shape.
Great means improvement. Hot means hot.
Hot means you're hot. Like, hot. And that's going up against being told that you smell great. And I do love that. I love being told I smell great.
These are the last two options?
These are our last two on there.
I just thought of one that I'm so mad I didn't submit.
Well, you submit it now.
You look tan.
Yes. You do look tan right now.
I was on the list.
That's not a compliment. That's an observation.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I've never got excited about that.
My little email.
It wasn't. Tan. It was, yeah. But that was I had sort of the same issue with it they were saying, where it feels more like if you're tan as fuck, there's literally no denying it. You know what I mean?
Why is Tico twerking?
I feel like
that's what she does.
Yeah, that's kind of her.
Sorry to interrupt.
Tommy, you go first. Being told you're hot or being told you smell great?
This is hard. Because you smell great is just like, okay, you just bought a nice cologne.
Mm-hmm.
But you look hot. Like if someone told me I look hot, I'd be like, "Well, no, I don't. Like you're lying."
Yeah, right.
Right, like no, object it like that. It so. I guess I'll go. You look hot. I don't. As long as you don't smell bad, you don't really have to smell good.
Yeah.
So I'll go. You look hot.
You look hot, Owen.
You smell good.
You smell good. I don't think I've ever picked up a trace of scent off Owen in my entire life. Not negative or positive.
Just a net neutral.
Reefer. Yeah.
Fair.
Not a single scent.
It's your hot, not you look hot, right?
No, yeah, because that's what
your hot is very different than you look hot.
Yes, it's your hot.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
I'm of the firm belief, this is a take, that thinking somebody's hot isn't an opinion. It's you're hot or not. And
that's not true.
What?
I think you could tell when somebody's hot.
You think it's like an objective fact, like
like
tan,
like Henry Golding that had he's hot.
Mm-hmm. He is hot.
Okay, that's
Jake Malisek.
Yes, Jake Malisek, obviously hot.
But then there's like the people that they're attracted to you,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They know you're not hot.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when people say Adam Driver's like, hot, like
no, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's rich and has a big nose.
He's rich man. He's tall and is yeah.
So like I'm with Tommy. Like it's just not true. Why are you saying this?
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go with the smell?
Yes.
Two for smells.
Hot.
Being told you're hot. Have you been told?
Because you're hot.
You're a hot guy.
Well, Nick and I, we only get like, wait, why do they look hot in there? Like, that's what I've noticed. Like,
I've gotten, why am I so weirdly attracted?
Yes, yeah. It's always,
what the fuck?
That's so mean. That one is so
You get
mean.
That a lot.
What the fuck?
I had this, why am I attracted to it?
Yeah, they're like questioning their beliefs.
Are they sneaky, not vile?
All right, Jay.
All right, somebody talk me out of being attracted to Nick.
Fuck, what the hell? Stop. Told you hot or smell good?
You were hot by a mile.
By a mile. Have you never been told you smell good?
I don't know. I feel like, again, net neutral. I don't know what anyone smells like, really, or there's one person, but.
Ooh.
Oh. Sorry, I just remembered something about Nick and Kyle being hot. I was sent a Facebook post from one of those other podcasts that girls listen to. And they brought you up, and they're like, what the fuck? What's happening to me? Why am I attracted to these guys?
I saw that.
The CHD podcast discussion
affliction.
Group?
I'll
love that
it.
One.
Oh, Toast.
Oh, okay. All right.
That is.
Morning Toast.
Gotcha. No, I've heard of those. Yeah.
Oh, I was on that three times.
All right.
Oh, brag about it.
Mr. Pat.
You're hot, easily. Not even close.
Not even close.
I think you're hot is too much pressure for me. It's like a lot to deal with for me mentally. So I'm going to go with you smell great because that always feels nice, and I'm a big smeller. Like you call me sniffing people's clothes on their desks.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm a big smell
That's
person.
Not even like as a bit. Like he'll sniff clothes.
It's one of my like biggest turn-ons.
Billy Football
like,
got up.
I'd rather smell your shirt than like have sex with you.
Mm-hmm. Billy Football got up and he went over. He had his shirt there and he went and sniffed the shirt. And I was like, ha ha ha. He was like, what?
I was like, oh. And you didn't want to try it.
No, I didn't want to try it.
And you try it like it's you're saying like it's like an item of food or something.
Yeah.
Sniffing a seat.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, smell good.
Your hot is going to move on by one vote, and now we're going to go quickly through our playoffs on the left side. Joey, you're going to go first, being told by your dad, I'm proud of you, versus the number 12 seed, being told you're talented.
I'm going to do the dad proud of you.
The dad.
I am. Great observation. I know I'm talented.
Pat.
Talented, for sure.
Talented. Che.
Dad proud of you.
Dad proud of you. KB.
Yeah, I don't like the talented one. It is never like, I don't know.
But it depends on who it's coming from.
That too, yeah.
Or no, it depends on the context. Like, what did you just do?
People don't know what talented means, I don't think.
That
because it's
anything.
So broad. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, you're talented. Oh, yeah, how so? And they'll be like, oh, I wouldn't know how to describe how KB's talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's flexible.
I know he is.
But again, think about it like, and this is to go back to the Portnoy thing. If Portnoy quoted you to one of your videos and said, holy shit, he's talented. Like,
oh, that feels nice.
Or if Daddy Dave said, I'm proud of you.
Which one would you like more, Tommy?
If Dave said I'm proud.
I think I actually did get a proud of you from Dave one time, and like I'll never delete that text message.
Oh, shit.
What was it for?
It was after you won.
For the blowjob he just did.
I think it was after the Vape God interview.
Okay.
And I remember I was in a Starbucks. I saw it. I remember exactly where I was, what I was
You wearing. Dropped your coffee.
Yeah. Dropped his coffee that I was
Yeah. All right, Nick, proud of you or you're talented?
Proud.
Proud. Owen?
Proud. Yeah.
Proud, Tommy?
I would have went talented.
Would have went talented.
I was feeling like if my dad was like, I'm proud of you, random, I'd be like, what's going on?
That's kind of like, dads are almost obligated to be.
Yeah.
Well, all parents.
Also, my dad is just generally nice to me. So also, like, he went out of his way to be like, I'm proud of you. I'd be like, what's going on? Like, are you and mom getting divorced?
All right.
What, KB?
Yeah, what? There was something on your brain.
Who do you think you are feeling pride for me?
Your dad,
dude.
It's for me to feel.
Well, he fostered you, like
everything's a product of his. Basically, saying you're me.
No, it's like
everything you accomplish
it's a self compliment
because of me. Yeah,
dads are like, I did this. Yeah, like I did a good job with
you. Feel for yourself.
Yeah, but don't you think you're going to feel that way when you have a child? You're going to have.
I want to
part of you is condescending.
What was the actual wording?
November 16th, 2018, 10:03 a.m. Made me proud, Tommy. Good job.
Oh my.
Oh wow! Holy shit!
Dave said that.
Oh my god! All
right, let's just make it that one.
Just tweet that out.
That's the.
I mean, that's an
thumbnail.
That's an incredible one.
Oh god!
Sorry, which one are you going with, Nick?
I'm still going proud because that would feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Just having Dave's phone number.
He's not anyone's father.
Yeah, that's true.
A big part of it.
My perfect one would be your dead mom's proud of you.
Ooh,
My mom's
specific.
Dead. My, mom's like my father says your mommy would be proud of you. That's even better.
Yeah. Being told like your dead relative would be proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
damn.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, damn.
Also, it's like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, but I never liked him.
No, it's a stretch.
All right. On the other side of this one, we have the our number 16 seed, Tywon Claxton, and that gutsy ass performance going up against our number 8 seed. He got that dog in him.
This is a blood match.
Oh, these ones are synonymous.
Yeah.
Tommy, you go first. The gutsy performance.
It's gotta be got. It's they're two. I mean, they go hand in hand. But would you rather be told your performance against him was gutsy, or would I be told, oh, he didn't win, but he got that dog in him? Like, what a fight!
Would you rather?
What if Tywon went after the fight said that about you?
Ooh, got that dog.
Oh my!
I think Kyle.
Oh shit!
Gutsy performance.
Tywon should decide this round, honestly.
Yeah, you should. This is you.
This is your round.
Okay.
Take your time, honestly.
Yeah.
My performance was objectively gutsy.
Was it gutsy because of you?
It's only 8 pounds.
Is that just
not a lot of weight? It's only 8 pounds.
Because it was objectively gutsy. Is that just an observation?
If not a compliment. Gained 8 pounds, I would not notice.
Mm. Yeah, 8 pounds is not a lot. I don't think it's that gutsy. I hate to break it to you. I don't know if it's that gutsy.
Gutsy is more objective than having that dog in you.
Well, I think gutsy and having the dog in you is very almost synonymous. Like, that's what you call someone who does something.
For example,
gutsy.
What? Like, a bit
anyone can be gutsy. Not everyone can have that dog in them.
That's true, I guess.
Wait, did you gain the weight or lose the weight?
You gained it, right?
Neither.
He fought up.
Oh.
Or you danced up.
You fought at 141 to 148.
Wait, this whole time.
Me too.
He was 141 at the time, fought 148.
That is gutsy.
Well, he boxed 148.
That is just it's what gutsy
yeah,
is.
That's objectively gutsy.
And when I just a little bit ago, when I was reading through the YouTube comments, and I saw all the people saying how gutsy it was, that was surreal. Because I was like,
they were saying that's more of a meme, and I'll be like,
they're being ironic, but they were. That wasn't.
Yeah, we're all thinking it. Imagine if a black guy said, "You got that dog in you."
If Tywon said it to you, you would be.
What if she was like that? Gutsy.
All right, so you're the one deciding this.
No, gutsy can also mean stupid, by the way.
It's gutsy.
It's gutsy?
Hold integrity, yeah.
So Tywon is going to go up against the number 10 seed. Your dad's saying he's proud of you. Or it wasn't a 10 seed, it was a 4 seed. So we're going to start with you again. We'll go back to the side. Tommy.
The gutsy.
Gutsy performance. Owen.
Gutsy performance.
Gutsy performance. Nick.
It's gutsy. It's gutsy.
I mean, you could send it home right now.
Yeah. Jesus, gutsy.
Fucking send it, dude.
Curious where you guys were.
Che, would you have fought this guy? Would you have invaded Tywon?
And Che's one China, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
Gutsy for sure.
Gutsy for sure, Pat. Gutsy.
Tywon Jackson.
Yep, that's going. So that's going.
You said a different name.
It's Tywon Claxton.
Claxton. Sorry.
Yeah. So Gutsy.
He's going with the safe one.
What's he look like? Is he
Jack?
Well, I think
Jack.
He got that dog in him.
I think you can guess.
He has a viral clip of him doing like a flying knee in the octagon.
Bellator.
Really.
Yeah.
All
right. On the other side, Joey, you're going to go first for
knocked
this
him
one.
Out cold.
Being told, wow, that's a big dick.
Yeah.
Going up against being told, or indirectly, he's the best.
I'm going to go with, because I know I don't have, but if you did have a big dick and someone tells you, well, that's the gift that keeps on giving. You always want to hear it. Just, you know, you got the lucky prize. So I would want the big dick compliment.
Big dick compliment, Pat?
I disagree, because if you have a big dick, you know you have a big dick. Like, that's a fact. Some of the best.
People with small dicks think they have big dicks.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can think it.
Do you ever look in the mirror and you think you can't tell how big your dick is?
Sometimes.
Like, you don't, like, is this big or is this not big?
Yeah.
It's like when you see a photo of yourself and it looks completely different. It's like, are your eyes different on your own dick?
Mm-hmm. I hate pissing in bathrooms where the wall in front of the toilet's a mirror, because then it's like that angle of... A pissing dick always looks small.
Yeah, it never looks good. So you're gonna go with
you're the best.
He's the best. Yeah. Okay, Jay.
If the wording is "Wow, that's a big dick," that almost sets up for a very uncomfortable experience. Like whoever's saying,
"Oh, like it's too big."
Right. Yes. And like, in which case, like it's like a. How would you like? You got to fucking hold it.
How would you rather have it told to you?
Those context clues seem like a stretch. The word "Wow" implies
it's going to be painful throughout.
Yes.
She says, wow,
implies
checked.
Surprise.
Yeah, it could be like, oh, yeah, was, huh, yeah. Wow.
She goes, huh.
It's not like, ow.
That's nice.
She goes, oh, I didn't know you guys, oh, wow, a big dick.
Side-by-side comparison.
Yes. Wow, I'm oddly attracted to your big dick.
No, but how would you want to be told you have a big dick?
Yep.
In a...
What's up, bro? Bro, big dick.
It probably means more.
Probably, probably just
guy.
Like pull the pants down like, okay.
Like RJ.
Okay.
Like R- right.
Like, okay.
Like RJ Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, probably that. If it's like
pants
wow,
to
that's
in a pep rally.
Yeah.
It's your doctor saying it to you?
Now that's what I call music. Yeah.
Wow. That, now let's just take a peek.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm just imagining like the woman like, playing like mental gymnastics, being like, how is this gonna go? In which case, that would probably make me, if I'm receiving that compliment, like self-conscious. So
yeah,
that's why you are
the only person self-conscious of your big dick.
She looks at it and thinks logistically.
Yeah. Yes.
Not turned on, scared.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right, KB. So I'm, again, assuming you're going with the...
not big dick.
Not big dick. He's the best.
Yeah, he's the best.
Two for he's the best. Nick.
He's the best, especially if it's not like you're not around. You see it somewhere else or you hear it. Oh, yeah. He said you were the best. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never say she's the best. That's off the table here.
I don't think that works as a sentence.
Yeah. Grammatically, it doesn't, yeah. doesn't work yeah. out. Owen.
Yeah, he's the best. If you're honest with it, you only give it out to a handful of guys, not gals in your life. And so if you get one of those, it should mean something. The cock compliment, just a quick asterisk, it needs to be at the moment of the flop.
Oh yeah.
Because like anything else, yeah, could be contrived.
I've only said he's the best to two people in the about two people in the room.
I flop. Oh. Flop.
Tommy's one of them.
Tommy.
Who's the second one?
Me.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick. Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
This is,
I genuinely mean that.
This is a good show for Tommy.
This
right
has
now.
Been great. And so what's funny is I went on Son of a Boy Dad yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was like, anytime I meet a gay guy, I make him want to fuck me.
Yeah.
I try to make him
want to
fuck
me. You make him want to fuck you.
Demands, he demands it.
It's an uphill battle.
Yeah.
But.
No, but I think any compliment from a gay guy, it hits better. Like, yeah. I'd rather get a DM from a gay guy
yeah.
than a girl.
Oh, well, for sure.
What about it's not as small as I thought?
Ooh. Yeah.
That, you know it's true then.
Underrated dick.
Underrated.
Why am I attracted to this short. Tiny dick? Yeah. Talk me out of it.
Low key.
Sneaky goated dick.
This dick's
underrated
sneaky.
Dick.
Sneaky goated dick. All right, so Tommy, you go first on the other one. Other
this
side
dick this. Should have a permanent chair on the
Prez, hire this dick.
Being told you're hot versus being told you look great after not seeing someone for a while.
I mean, you look great is like, which probably means you're not hot. Like, I don't think a hot person needs to hear that. Like, you wouldn't, like, if you saw Rudy after a year, you'd be like, Rudy, you look great. It's like, Rudy always looks great.
Mm. What do you mean he had fallen off?
Also, I'm too nervous to tell people who look great that they look great now that you're saying it. I'll probably only tell people who don't look great.
Exactly. Have you ever, I told it to somebody who gained a ton of weight from high school.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and was like,
No.
It was brutal.
I met him too. Right. It was a ton.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go hot.
Great.
Some of this bracket could be like worst compliment.
It could too. Yeah. Well, if told sarcastically, any one of these is life threatening.
I think that just shows what's wrong with us that we can't understand compliments.
Yeah, we're just highlighting the mental illness in the room.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
you know they don't mean it.
Owen,
every single one.
Yeah, that's what we are. We're so pathetic.
Every single
all of us. Because we've all never heard any of these compliments.
This is horrible.
The most self-conscious podcast.
Yeah. I was like, well, if it goes from this,
every compliment
this.
I hear, I assume they're saying that one because they couldn't say the other 10 that I actually wanted to hear.
Yeah. All right, so which one are you going to go with, Owen? You're hot or you look great?
I don't know. Great.
What? I'm going to go with one you look great.
Yeah, I'm going to go, you look great as well.
Hot.
You look great. You were really in on this one. And the last
this
time
one, this one is better than the other.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Jay.
Hot by
one's way
mile.
Easier to believe.
Hot, 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 hot.
Hot. It's going to move on, but Joey?
Hot.
Hot.
Would you rather a girl say you're a 10 or a 9?
Nine.
Yes.
Nine. Yeah.
Why? Because it's 10, it's sarcastic. Like,
9's sarcastic, though. I'd rather...
Well, yeah, man. About us.
Oh, no. If I heard I was an 8, that would be the best.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
yeah.
7.
Yeah, I mean, 7, I'd settle on 7.
I'm good with the 7-10 split myself.
Yeah. 7.5
yes.
would...
Yes. Dare I say a 6.5?
Yeah.
Being told by an extremely hot person that would absolutely make my day. So your hot's going to move on. You go first. this time Joey. Well, let's do.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, being told you're hot, being told he's the best, indirectly.
Indirectly means they didn't, they're not talking.
They're not talking to you, but like so, well, someone saying it. Someone else. Yeah, you hear someone else say like, "Oh, the, Joey's the best,"
or they're hot.
Yeah, or you're so, hot.
Like, you talk to somebody and they're like, "Oh yeah, I was talking to so and so. They said you're the best."
Yeah.
What if you're watching a run?
Hot, I think.
Like, oh, we hired Joey Camassa. He's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know like that comp, but I would do a hot one though. I think
the hot one between those.
Overhearing
two.
Someone say that he's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pat.
I think the best because it's not directed at you, which means it's more genuine. Like
true.
If someone says you're hot, then it could be like, do they really think I'm hot or are they fucking with me? Hmm. Again, back to us not being able to take brutal. Any comment. But it's true. Like if someone says that to someone else about you, it's usually genuine.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with you're the best.
That's a good point. Che.
I feel like the you're the best can be doled out like candy. Like Nick, you were saying, like you've said that about a ton of people. So
It's people I like.
Yes.
It doesn't actually mean they're the best. It means
correct.
I enjoy
exactly.
their company.
Exactly. So for that reason, I got to go, you're hot.
Two for your hot. KB?
I think I might go, you're the best, because that implies that I'm a good person, and I'm very self-conscious about how off-putting I am and like kind of rude to even my closest friends.
Mm.
Word.
On God. No, on God. No cap on God.
Nick?
Wow.
You're the best versus, or he's the
you're,
best.
You're Rod. The best means that like the person enjoys your company. You know, you don't take it seriously, like I said. You don't actually think you're number one, but it means that that person actually likes you.
Mm-hmm. Versus you're hot.
Especially if they're telling somebody else.
Yeah.
They're, like Pat was saying, more genuine. To, like, yeah, recommend you.
Yeah, because you're putting right. your recommending
you just
on
like
the
a
line
being.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not for like a job.
They fuck with you heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to make clear that this is he's the best.
Yes. No, she's the best.
You're the best.
No, no. It's again, right? Directly. It's,
no.
It's never direct. Directly.
It's referential.
He's the best. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, no, she's the best.
Oh, that's
they're not included.
The best at being hot, maybe?
No, not even.
You're the best is the worst compliment because that's when you're texting a girl. That's like getting fucked around by another guy.
You watch my dog while I get fucking
like
railed.
A bar or something.
You're the best. Thank you. I'm going to go.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. Owen?
Best.
Best. It's going to move on, but Tommy? Best. All right. So it's going to be you're the best versus...
This guy's the worst.
Taiwan Jack.
Versus I don't care that you got your ass beat by Taiwan Claxton in 2014. You bumped up a weight class and that was gutsy as hell. And Tommy, you go first in our final matchup. And that's, again, up against you're the best. He's the best.
I mean, I do like the idea that for the bracket 100, we have this Tyron, whatever the fuck his name is.
Taiwan Claxton.
There. So if it, even if it's, you know, even if we're going to make this a little more broad and just say gutsy, like if a little league coach ever said, oh, gutsy play out there, Scabelli, I'd be like, thank you. So my JV coach used to watch me get changed in the locker room. He really had a
Oh god.
Anyway, it's gutsy.
Anyway, all right, so one for gutsy. Owen,
quick breather after that one.
I'm not even kidding, Tommy. I've a group thing like this. Someone just sent me, "Will Tommy Smuggs bend me over and split me open?" Question mark.
Like a coconut,
a guy or girl?
I don't know.
Well, click. This is the big reveal.
It's a girl.
A girl.
Philly.
Can you send her my way?
Yeah, but she's private. But yeah, it's a girl.
I'll tell you what, nothing worse than
nah.
Is that a compliment?
Is that a compliment?
Private girl, and then being immediately disappointed.
then you gotta unfollow.
Well, there's an easy way.
You can't unfollow.
There's an easy way to kind of tell, and you go and make sure that they're followed by Glennie Balls and Riggs, and then and then you hit that follow.
Instagram won't show me who follows people. It's
really?
Fucking bullshit. Yeah.
Well, those two are the connoisseurs.
Yeah, yeah.
If you never need anyone to look up to.
But yeah, do send me her profile. Who is? Yeah. Do you know her?
Nope. She just follows me for a long time, and she's like slid in the DMs. I get slid in the DMs to fuck other people, not me.
You're like the middleman. You're
asking for a pick, Tom.
Owen, he's the best or gutsy performance?
This is the finals?
This is the finals.
He's the best is great, but to me, KB is the best. So being like KB would be really neat to me. So if someone said that to me, though,
you know when he would really be the best is if he actually beat Taiwan Claxton, if you ask.
No, I don't think
so. But he didn't. He got destroyed.
I think he was meant to lose that match and sort of teach everyone in his path along the way, like everything that we can learn from it.
That's true. Yeah. You could rebound from a devastating defeat.
You got destroyed, and he's like, I guess I'll be funny.
God made that happen.
Your L's into lessons.
Using words like devastated, destroyed, it was...
No, I didn't. They did.
was gutsy because I didn't get distracted.
The lack thereof was gutsy.
So is it? It was a valiant effort.
8-2. That's like losing.
Well, then it wasn't gutsy then, if that was the case.
In football terms.
Valiant score.
In football terms. Southern. Or
first one in, last one out.
FIFO.
What's the
hard hat? Lunch pail.
21-30.
To be like, yeah, Western
Kentucky. Western Kentucky like losing 24-10 to Georgia.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, all right, gutsy.
Goddamn gutsy.
That's like miracle, actually, though. That's not.
Now
gutsy.
That it's in
that's
football
like,
terms.
Tide going into half.
Exactly. All right, so Nick. Gutsy versus.
So I'm putting myself in Kyle's smaller shoes, and somebody said that to me, I'd be like, wow, that person knows a lot about me. He doesn't lie and say that person's the best. You could not know jack shit.
Yeah.
This person was like, hey, KB, big fan. I really liked your gutsy performance in 2014.
Oh my God.
Against
the yeah.
You know, what is like, KB, don't really like you, but.
Yes. That's even bigger.
Oh, that's
even
yes.
compliment.
That's not the even the KB of all fan, time. But that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you belong at Barstool, you. But.
However.
Your 2014 performance.
Against Tywon Claxton was.
That would be amazing.
I think that was the gutsiest performance of all time, because if I lost by 1 point more, then it wouldn't really be gutsy. But if I lost by 1 point less, it would be more of a great performance than a gutsy performance.
Mm.
Wow. All
right, so I'm assuming you're going with gutsy.
Gutsy.
Gutsy. Che.
Gutsy. Tywon.
I feel so much pressure to go gutsy now.
It already won. It doesn't matter.
All right, so I'm going to go gutsy. Let's make it a sweep.
Yes.
I'm gutsy as well.
Yeah.
So the winner of this is being told, I don't care that you got your ass beat by Tywon Claxton in 2014. You bumped up a weight class, and that was
going
to
change the verbiage.
No, I want that on the main page.
It's all on the main page.
Yeah. That's the whole thing is going on there.
Okay, yeah.
Right, Goochman?
I'll compromise, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's the winner of Bracket 39. Remember, go subscribe to Out and About. Thanks so much for joining, you guys. We're going to have
to have
you again soon. But remember, again, if you're on YouTube, subscribe, all that fun stuff as well. And until next week, have a good time, I guess. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, everyone, right?
We were the guests on this show. You guys are always here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was a
question. I thought they just got a gaggle of gays together. And
oh, shit.
The gaggle of gutsy guys.
All right. Oh, fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.